Now, let's move on here because we've got a great deal to cover. And he says, though they hide themselves in the top of Carmel. Now, Haifa's on Carmel today, and along the side there of that mountain, and the city's built along the side. I've been along there quite a few times, and there are caves there. And apparently, they would try to hide themselves there. He says, I will search and take them out from there, and though they be hidden from my sight in the bottom of the sea, there will I command the serpent, and he shall bite them. You may be able to get in a submarine, go to the bottom of the ocean. God's there, friend. You can't get away from him. Verse 4, and though they go into captivity before the enemies, there will I command the sword, it shall slay them, and I will set mine eyes upon them for evil and not for good. So the wicked today do well to fear God and to fear the future. And a man that commits suicide thinking he's getting rid of his troubles, he's just moving into trouble. It's like jumping out of the frying pan into the fire. That almost literally. Verse 5, and the Lord God of hosts is he who toucheth the land, and it shall melt, and all that dwell in it shall mourn. It shall rise up wholly like a river, shall be drowned as by the river of Egypt. And I don't think you can go through that land without being conscious of the fact that the land that was the land of milk and honey is today, even with all of the irrigation, all that's being done, today it's not a land of milk and honey. It's far from it. A judgment has come upon it. I talked to a very fine Jewish couple. I met them in the elevator. They could tell I was a Gentile, I guess. And we began to talk, and they had come out to buy an apartment that they might spend. In fact, they thought they might retire there permanently, but at least part of the year. And he said very candidly, though we bought the apartment, we want to help our people in this land. We never expect to use it. Because he says, I don't think that this is the land that the Bible says that it is. And it's not. But, of course, he just didn't read about the judgments of Amos on that land. Now, will you notice, verse 6, it is he who buildeth his chambers in the heavens and hath found his troop in the earth. He who calleth for the waters of the sea poureth them out upon the face of the earth. The Lord is his name. Now, who's going to do this? Well, I'll tell you who's going to do all of this. It's the Creator, the omnipotent God now that we're talking about. He's not only the omnipresent God, but he is the omnipotent God. And not only that, but when you move down through here, you get the impression that what he's trying to say, that everything that's in nature obeys God. The only thing in the creation of God that does not obey him is little man down here. Imagine little man. There is the sun out yonder in the sky. There's the moon. There are all of these tremendous galaxies and all of the quasars. Every one of them is obeying God. Great big thing. Obeying him. He's made certain laws. They really follow it. But little man, no, little man, he's in rebellion against God.